Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Spirituality.
It's the newest spirit.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca L. Norrington. Thank you so much for being there. Thank you for your ears. Thank you for being in my audience. I really appreciate you. Today, I'm just feeling all warm and fuzzy, feeling grateful for everything. Because, listen, life, you never know when it's gonna take a swan dive, right? So it's I love to savor all those warm, fuzzy feelings, especially for no reason moments. I just love being in that vibe. Who is this Rebecca Norrington, happiness specialist? What the hell? Who the hell is she? Well, thank you for asking. Yes, I've titled myself the happiness specialist, and what does that mean? That means in every waking moment. You know, people ask me, what do you do? And I finally defined what being a happiness specialist does. Finally, after all of these decades, after all of these years, not really having an elevator speech, a bam, one sentence of pinpointing what the hell I do. Here we go. You ready? It's really tight. Happiness specialist, what do? I practice accepting and surrendering to every moment without resistance or judgment. That's what I do, folks. I practice surrendering and accepting every moment without resistance or judgment. You know how difficult that is to practice? But there you go. I don't do anything else. Well, there's a couple things I get inspired to do, but for the most part, that's 90% of my day. Oh, I'm getting a headache just thinking about it. That's at least 90% of my day. I'm going to have to say, I'm going to keep it at 90% because it's high. I could say it's even higher, and I can argue that it would be lower, but 90% of the day, that's what I do. Okay, and let me define happiness for you people out there who use the word, don't like the word. This is my definition of happiness, and that's one of the reasons why language sometimes is very limiting, because the words we use, or I might use the word love or respect, or the topic today is the program of regret. That word regret, I think that's probably a universal feeling, vibe, though. But anyway, all of our words, sometimes they're not able to convey the message because they're coming from a different individual, a unique individual with unique experiences, unique upbringings. So sometimes it's hard to communicate. I'm doing the best I can. Before I go on, I want to share that, yes, I am available for retreats, for speaking engagements, classes. I teach classes, weekends and or afternoons. So hit me up on my email, which is info@RebeccaNorrington.com. You know, if you listen to the show, you know I have such a difficult time selling. But there you go. I did it before the end of the show. The number to call in to speak with me live is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646 564-9619. If you want to speak with me live, just press the number 1 and bam, you will be connected. We will be connected. So today, the topic is the program of regret. And, you know, I don't think I've talked about this topic before. I mean, I talk about living in the past. I talk about what subtracts and what adds from happiness and how it, if you want to feel happier or feel better or more at peace, you know, I use the word peace and happiness, and I'm talking about an inner contentment, an inner satisfaction. I've said it 100 times. I know it, but it is an inner vibe. It's what am I rooted in? What is my foundation? And my foundation is acceptance and surrendering to all moments without resistance and judgment. That's my foundation. So if I start with that, hey, it gets easier, doesn't it? It gets easier. And this feeling, this wanting to, listen, I'm just going to speak for myself, because when I was younger, I wanted to be happy all the time. That's what I just want to be happy. I want to be happy all the time. And so with that wanting and that seeking and that really researching and looking and searching forever, at 62, yeah, I said it, at 62, I finally get it. Now, when I say I get it, I mean I know all the principle. I know the foundation of happiness. And that's rooted just like gravity. this is a scientific formula, folks, that when you practice eliminating blaming anyone for how you feel, comparing yourself to others, noticing what someone else is doing, thinking anything is serious, thinking anything is important, wanting someone else to think that something that you think is important isn't. In other words, if you think something is important, you want everybody else to think it's important too. Sharing bad news, expectations, giving power to words, these things subtract from happiness, folks. These things, these behaviors subtract from happiness. Now, I'm sorry to keep yelling at you, but when I'm out and about in the world, if you only knew that if you didn't have expectations over these people, you'd feel better. Traveling throughout the world is I got to put blinders on, folks. I got to put blinders on, and I wanna hold your hand and say, come on, and listen, there's a better way, but I can't even do that. All I can do is share what I've found out is to be the truth. Now, if you practice this stuff or not, I've done my duty by putting it out there. Because Lord knows I try to drag some people by the hair all the way, and it just doesn't work. We all are on our separate journeys, and we all discover things at different times. And sometimes we evolve, I'm going to use this word with air quotes, quickly. And what is quickly? You know, when I used to have roses when I lived in California. And I remember in the morning I would smell the roses before I left for work. Not every day, but, you know, when I was feeling the vibe, I'd smell the roses. And then at the end of the day, when I come back in the evening, afternoon, darn if that rose had changed and opened up. Roses, if you've watched a rose from the beginning of the day to the end, I'm telling you, that thing changes quickly. But it's hard to see with the naked eye and even a tree growing. What I'm trying to say is your growth, when you really make a commitment to wanting peace over anything else, to wanting to vibrate peace and to experience this inner peace that never leaves you, when you really make that commitment to that inner peace, that peace that that has is not wavering. It doesn't go away. It doesn't change. You can't lose it once you practice that is your foundation, and once it is rooted in your foundation, that you are peace. You are peace. And if that's what you really want, I'm telling you right now, you with practice and commitment, you're going to have it. One of the things that I want to say before we get to the topic of the program of regret is that acceptance of this journey, that's one of my biggest, you know, I like to use the word challenge. Some people don't even like the word challenge. I like to use it because, wow, I can actually measure how I am, how different I am today than I was a year ago, 6 months ago. The challenge, if it wasn't for these challenges, I wouldn't have to stretch and evolve and grow. So the question becomes, do you grow more or do you evolve more? You know, David Hawkins is one of my, is the top of the list. And so I was looking at one of his videos, and he says he doesn't use the word grow. So I'm trying to say, oh, my God, have you used grow? But anyway, I use grow or evolve, same thing, expand, whatever. Different, you're different. That feeling, that growth that you can really measure, that's what this life is about, folks. Just, wow. Giving yourself a pat on the back. Let's sit back and pat ourselves on the back for this wanting and seeking and this commitment to spiritual growth. And if you haven't committed, that's okay too. How's that? You know, perspective is everything, and I've given this example before on the show. I visited the World Trade Center before it was blown up years and years and years ago. It was the late 90s. And I remember standing, I've told this story before on air, but I remember standing on top of the World Trade Center and on top of one of the buildings and looking down looking down at the Brooklyn Bridge and looking down and seeing a small plane flying. So my challenge to you is, when you're looking out into the world, don't rely on so much on those eyeballs. Those eyeballs might have tunnel vision. There's a different perspective. The world is so many perspectives that you could adopt that you can adopt or even expand on just a limiting one, especially if you look out and you see something that you think is wrong or you see something that needs to be different. That's when the challenge, the practice of changing your perspective comes in. And practice changing your perspective like hopefully you change your underwear every day. But even so, unless you live, you know, in Alaska with a life below zero, boy, those people, I don't know how they do it. I'm telling you, that's just another breed. And I wasn't, you know, watching that show, Life Below Zero, has enabled me to let go of a lot of my judgments. I'm telling you, I'm watching these people survive in the middle of the 70 miles below Arctic Circle. I'm watching these people live alone and surviving. Sometimes they're by themselves for 9 months. I'm watching this, and I'm thinking, you people, I couldn't do it. Couldn't do it, don't want to do it. But look, I had to open myself up to people that kill, and as well, they kill to sustain. Killing is, I don't know, people. I'm telling you, my judgment of hunters, I don't have any more judgment of hunters. I don't care what kind of hunter you are. No more judgments. I'm not going to hunt, but you hunters, more praise to you. You have one less person that's going to judge you, one less person that judges hunters. I digress. How do I get off of these tangents? okay, the program of regret. One of the biggest things that subtracts from happiness is A, looking into the past, reminiscing about a story, and I'm using myself as an example because I don't know what we do. I'll tell you what I do. Looking back and saying, wow, if I had only known what I know now, or if I would have done something differently. There's, for me, I could go back. I don't know how often. I haven't really been that conscious of it, but now that we're talking about it, just going back and having regrets for anything, having regrets for the past or what I could have done differently or should have said something differently. I was at a meeting this week, and someone was talking, and they were saying that, you know, they didn't share all of their selves because they were afraid of being shunned or embarrassed or ridiculed or judged. So there's parts and parts of their life that they didn't really share. And then now currently they're sharing with another family member, and it comes to find out that this family member has the same thing in common with the other man didn't share. I hate telling stories. I'm trying to be anonymous, and sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Anywho, so I heard the, you know, if this would have happened, if we had talked about it or been open prior to, then we could have had all those years together of bonding. And the truth is, folks, that whenever anything happens, it's because it's time for it to happen. And the only reason why it didn't happen is because it's not time for it to happen or it doesn't happen. It's looking back with regret on anything, and it is a program. It is a real program of regret, the program of looking back and feeling that something could have, should have, would have, the should have, would have, could have syndrome. That will keep you stuck. So just be mindful of that. Be mindful of any time you're looking back and wanting something to change. Listen, I could daydream about it all day, from the time I remember being in high school. Oh, geez, all the stupid decisions I made in high school and college and year after that and decade after that. How many decisions, if I really thought about it, I would want to change. And that wanting to change, that vibration of wanting to change, it doesn't feel good. In other words, when I'm in that place, I sure am not adding to any peace, because wanting something to be different subtracts away from peace. Acceptance begins the flow. Acceptance is the flow. I didn't realize, I'm just going to talk for myself, I didn't realize I did that. Especially being conscious, you know, living consciously, I wish I was more conscious then. If I was more conscious, why wasn't I conscious then? You know, that kind of crap. But the truth is, the judgment, why I wasn't conscious then, it wasn't time for me to be conscious then. I needed to experience exactly what I experienced in this, and I'm labeling myself unconscious state. I needed to experience all of that to get to this point now. That's the thing that I have to hold on to. That's the thing that helps with the acceptance. That knowing that everything had to happen exactly the way it happened, from illnesses to relationship problems to health, all of it, money, all of it has to, it's not about what's happening and the judgment of what's happening. The only problem is I put a judgment on what was happening or what is happening. And when I get to the point of acceptance, meaning that accept it all and enjoy the journey, no matter what the journey brings, no matter what the journey brings. Life is a balance. And so the tide comes in, the tide goes out. One of the things that David Hawkins was talking about, he said we're in three stages. I really like this. The first stage of life is, what do you do? What do you do? Grow up, go to school, go to college, what do? And the second stage of life is, what do you have? You have a family, you have a job, where are you living? You know, that, what do you have? And the third and final stage is what you become. What you become. And that what you becoming is the key, is the secret, is the tune in, is the light bulb, it's the aha moment. Because what you become is how you are going to perceive life, your life in general. I was watching an animal show, Planet Earth. I love Planet Earth, that series Planet Earth. And there were these geese that they're the highest flying birds in the world. They fly over Mount Everest. They're the highest flying, and they migrate every year. And so as they're migrating, of course, the eagles, this is their meal ticket. And so the eagles work in pairs. And the eagles try to, take out the youngest ones, the youngest and the less experienced ones. So they work in pairs, and they get this one solo geese that is just a goner, poor guy. So he's out, running, flying for his life, and one eagle swoops down on him and tries to grab him and misses him. But as the top eagle, the eagle on the top misses him, the eagle on the bottom catches him. So what is that? The thing is, I know, of course the animals know, there's no judgment on that. That's just life. I mean, if you ask the geese, they might judge that. No, you know what? They don't, because that's just life. Oh, and that's the challenge, living consciously and realizing that it is just life. And it's not about what happens. It's about what you perceive what happens. It's about your perception of what happens. That's what I wanted to say. All right. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality. Spirituality is heard every Sunday, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. My website, RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. Instagram is Reality Spirituality. Woo! YouTube channel, yes. You can go to my YouTube channel and check out the video that I did in this year, January, at a book signing in Oregon. First book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon and or lulu.com. My second book, Program for Unhappiness, is being written, but, when I'm inspired, it's being written. Program for Unhappiness. And until next time, my dear audience, I want you to remember who you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving. You're always changing. You're always growing. Love is patient. And love is kind. Be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality, Truth About Happiness. What up, Oregon?
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah.
for this one,
reality, spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers,
reality,
baby.
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, time to get down.